This is CPR News, NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Safeway Albertsons and its Denver local union came to an agreement overnight that will end the strike at Metro Denver Safeway stores. The union posted the agreement on social media early today after an all-day bargaining session yesterday on the 4th of July. Workers will get fully funded health and pension benefits, as well as wage increases. The agreement must be ratified by union members. A date for that vote has not been set. Water flows in rivers in Colorado are lower than average, even while some rivers saw a rise last month. CPR's Tony Gorman.
A large snowstorm along the Front Range was expected to make up for the early snowmelt, but that quickly evaporated due to continued high temperatures since April. Natural Water Conservation Services hydrologist Thomas White says May also brought some rain, which may not have an effect on the total water coming down from rivers.
You know, instead of coming out spread out over time, it's all coming down in a short span of days or a couple of weeks.
White says those events can have critical effects on recreational activities through the summer. Rivers in southwest Colorado remain low and dry due to record high temperatures. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
There's a chance for rain along the Front Range and in Colorado's high country this afternoon. Denver and Colorado Springs have that possibility for a little bit of rain later on, and highs today near 90. It gets hotter toward the middle of next week. Grand Junction, mid-90s today, and Vail, 77. This is CPR News and KRCC.